now dictation for Robert Pinney, P as in Paul, E-A-N-E-Y, February 12, 58. Addresses a letter to Dr. Daniel Gross, G-R-O-S-S, 6298145. Dear Dr. Gross, follow up for Mr. Pinney, who has progressive advanced renal failure, nephrotic range proteinuria, renal biopsy in the recent past with early findings of diabetic nephropathy. The major findings will be the severe arteriolosclerosis and moderate interstitial fibrosis, which probably explain the progressive change of kidney function in the last visit in October. Appetite appears to be okay, has gained weight, but denies edema, says to be eating well. There is no nausea, vomiting, but when he coughs and sinus drainage makes him gag, sometimes vomiting without bleeding, no diarrhea, melena, or hematochezia, no abdominal pain, good urine output, no cloudiness or blood. Denied chest pain, palpitation, dyspnea, orthopnea, PND. Has anemia, but has not been able to pay for EPO. Is retired, gets insurance under COBRA, COBRA, but the deductible and copayment is prohibited. Next paragraph, medication list review. I will highlight the Demadex, Norvasc for blood pressure treatment and edema. Otherwise, diabetes cholesterol management. Next paragraph, today blood pressure 140 over 76, weight 185. Noral wheezes, no pleural effusion, no arrhythmia pericardial wrap, no abdominal tenderness ascites, minor edema, no focal deficits. Next paragraph, the most recent chemistries. November 3rd. Creatinine at 3.2, and this is an improvement, as recently was as high as 4.8. If these continue improving, and GFR of 20, no dialysis indication, sodium, potassium, normal, mild metabolic acidosis 21, and normal nutrition, calcium, phosphorus, there is severe anemia 8.6, with normal platelet count. Most recent protein creatinine ratio is 1.49. By definition, that's non-nephrotic range. No evidence of monoclonal protein. Prior ferritin and iron levels acceptable. Prior testing, serology, antinuclear antibody, complement levels, membrane of nephropathy serology, HIV was negative. Tracing proteinuria is lower because of the advanced renal failure, but back in March 2020, it was documented at 8.8 grams in 24 hours. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. CKD is stage 4-5. This is likely related to the arteriolosclerosis, and interstitial fibrosis found on the prior biopsy. This is not diabetic nephropathy. At the same time, there was no evidence of gross glomerulopathy at that time. The proteinuria is explained by the degree of podocyte, P-O-D-O-C-Y-T-E, effacement. The renal biopsy did not show evidence for membranous or membranoproliferative disorder. He is going to talk to surgeon for AB fistula. Kidney function has improved the last few weeks, so no dialysis immediately. We start dialysis for GFR less than 15 and symptoms. Blood pressure remains stable. Continue chemistries every few weeks. Continue present salt fluid restriction diuretics. Is my understanding a new echocardiogram to be done on the next few days? Prior kidney ultrasound, no obstruction or urinary retention. Come back on the next 6 to 8 weeks, discuss with the patient and the wife, enter dictation,